Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I have given you the information that I've come to give you this day, but I want to extend it. This is more than a channel, dear ones. This is going to be a visualization. In these last months, I have given you something that I have not given you before. I am starting to lead you into multidimensional areas that you now can go into that you could not before. The human being is starting to change. The evolution that is spiritual, that so many of you have expected, is at hand. And it's all over the earth. You might say it is an awakening. And one of the awakenings is the ability for the human being to think into a higher consciousness than you've ever been able to think before. For those of you who are not aware of what I speak, let me remind you. Science is starting to see your DNA differently. Biology and physics, they go together, and yet they're not necessarily studied together. And because you don't study them together, you miss things. Every science goes with every science. You split them out in order to study them separately as though they were not allied to each other. Well, they are, very much. The mathematics involved in physics is the same as that is involved in biology. And the more you study the smallness of biology, and you get into that which is the DNA, and you start to study that molecule, what you run into, what you discover, is physics. There are the fractals of the four. There are many things yet to be discovered. But the thing that science is starting to understand now is that for some reason, your DNA is starting to be understood as multidimensional. Many, many years ago, experiments started to show this. And now there is the understanding that much on this planet is multidimensional. Even as simple as light and magnetism and gravity, they all have that which is multidimensional aspects. Now, what is multidimensional? Things out of your reality, things you don't understand because you've never seen them, things that don't make sense to you who sit in four dimensions. Only four. Science has said there are many, up to 27 dimensions so far, that the physicists are starting to calibrate. And here you sit in four. Question. If there are at least 27 and you are only in four, does it make sense that there might be some that you could visit? Could you go into a multidimensional state? And the answer is yes. And now they're finding out that your very biology allows this. That's where I want to take you. I want you to sit there and start a visualization with me. We're going to go someplace very special. The meetings that I've been giving recently are just like this one. I sit alone in a chair in a small room, and thousands watch. All over the globe, I tell them the same thing. You are not limited to 4D reality. You are able to visit, experience other realities. You really are. There are still those who will shake their heads and say, I only believe what I can touch and see. And these are the ones who have said, in other words, I choose not to see anything else. I choose to stay in 4, even though science says there are more. And then there are the ones who say, I wish to branch out. Show me the others. Let me find that part of me which I know is there. Is it possible you could visit your own consciousness? Is it possible that you could climb into that which is only reserved for the angels up to now, into your soul? Is it possible that you can get out of that which is 4D and still be you? Things that are only seemingly reserved for the ascended masters are yours now, if you choose. Would you like to come with me for just a moment, Italian, for something you'll never forget? You'll never forget this. There are some of you who will experience it, and some of you who will say, I don't want to, because it's so powerful. Where I want to take you, what I want to do next. Come with me. Come closer, dear ones, and walk through the mist of a single-digit duality kind of reality that you live in a mist that'll take you right into a multidimensional place that is you, that you deserve. One of the attributes of being multidimensional is that you can be in several places at the same time. I didn't come to you to give you some spiritual fallacy. Light can be in two places at the same time. It is multidimensional. Twins on the earth that can have the same kind of realizations thousands of miles apart because their multidimensional DNA is identical and it speaks to each other. This is real. Come with me. Come closer. Walk with me into this mist. And I'm going to paint a picture for you. Unlike the healing circle of 12 that some of you may have been in, you're going to come across one of the largest stadiums you've ever seen. This is where you would normally have your football games. This is where tens of thousands of Italians would come in and cheer and watch those play on the field. And I want you to file into the seats, please, along with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of countrymen, Italians. This is going to be an Italian event. You're going to show up, and there are others who are showing up from all over Italy and the region of Italy. Those who have experienced the culture of Italy are all going to file into this enormous stadium. And as you file in, you'll see that the lights are on the field, but there are no players on the field. There are no colors of one team or another on the field. There is simply the beauty of the grass, the peacefulness, because you're filing in silence. It's odd to file into a stadium in silence, but that's what you're doing because of what is going to occur next. Dear ones, I want you to make this as real as you've made anything in your life. Esoteric, but real. It takes quite a while to put the number of people I want to have in that stadium in your vision, in this reality that is not that which you live in. It's not 4D, dear ones, it's beyond that. But it's happening right now, if you choose. Quiet, you are. Everyone is. Hundreds of thousands, perhaps more, file in, and then it's quiet. And then the lights dim around you and intensify on the field. And then you won't believe it. Walking onto the field right now, in front of your eyes, is all those beautiful Italian souls which you've loved and lost in the last months. All of them. And they file onto the field and you start to recognize some of them. Thousands of them. Lit up. And the first thing you notice is they're smiling. They're smiling. And when that field is filled with all those you've loved and lost, that you recognize, some you don't, they turn and look at you. And then it begins. And then it begins. Very slowly you realize that you're starting to stand. And then you start to applaud. And then you start to cheer. And there's nothing like it. Have you heard tens of thousands of people make that noise in a game? Well, it's louder than that. Cheering and cheering in celebration and in thanks for what they have done, where they're going, and what they've accomplished. And they start applauding back to you. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for what you've been through to accomplish the renaissance of the Akash, spreading to other parts of the world. And there you are, cheering, clapping, applauding, and so are they. This is the Italian way. It's beautiful. Don't stop. Let it go as long as you wish. Don't stop. That fiend, that scene will fade now, just because it must. You get the point. I think you understand everything. Everything. And so it is.